این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. Imam Khomeini's speech to seekers of knowledge. The whole universe and the whole world should comprise or include of two parts. One is the teacher and the second is the students. The duty of a teacher from Allah is guiding the nation, and the duty of a student is acquiring knowledge, that such a society can achieve change in which all the people are attentive toward Allah and everyone becomes his servant. When everyone will become his servant, then salvation or rescue will also be from Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that take lessons from the awliya of God who have been always after the school or maktab and not after their own selves. What we can see in this part of speech is that it is true that we need to take lessons from the awliya Allah, the awliya of God, the saints and those who were close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some of these awliya were at the state of prophecy and they became the prophet and messengers, and some of them were at the state and or the position of the infallible being imam or the infallible leaders. Therefore, for us, they are the role models. And what we can see in their life is they have shown us with their deeds, with their actions, that they were after the maktab of Islam. They were after the school of Islam. They were not after themselves. They were not after showing themselves or getting the power or invade the countries for themselves. They never claimed to be the God or claimed to be someone who has achieved everything with his own powers. What we see in their life is that they always has said that it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did everything for qurbatan ilallah, in order to get the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbana salli ala In the Quran, there are many verses about these awliya who say that la as'alukum alayhi ajran, I don't ask any reward from you. Inna ajri indallah, certainly my ajr, my reward is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever they have done was for the Islam, was for the God. And therefore, we being the Muslims, it is necessary for us that every single action of us should be in line with the teachings of the Quran. It should be in line with the orders of the God and the commands of the God. And therefore, we need to follow the right path and be on the right path practically and not by just saying things. The major issue that we have today is we practically are someone else. And that's why, unfortunately, we can see in the Muslim world, especially in the West, they use this term that this person is a practicing Muslim and that person is non-practicing Muslim. Muslim is Muslim. He must practice Islam. There is no way of saying that someone is practicing or someone is non-practicing. But the one who are the practicing in reality, they are the one who are the awliya Allah, and they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha